You're listening to the Ohio Conference Cast, where we explore topics related to the workings of Ohio Conference. Here are your hosts, Bill Seymour and Thomas Dunn.
Welcome, everyone, to Ohio Conference Cast. We have just finished the 2017 edition of Annual Conference Assembly. I am Thomas Dunn.
And I am Bill Seymour, and we have two guests with us today. Terry, who are you?
I'm Terry Hsu. I am been with Ohio Conference for a while and now work for the denomination.
In what capacity are you with?
Actually, I'm the Director of Leadership Development, and I work on the leadership team of the denomination with Irvin Stutzman and go to a lot of meetings.
Excellent. And who is next to you?
Emily.
Hi, I'm Emily Hedrick. I am a new pastor fresh out of Divinity School at Wake Forest University School of Divinity, and I am pastoring at Lima Mennonite Church. Lima is in northwestern Ohio, for those of you who don't know. And I've been there since June. It will be 10 months on April Fool's Day.
That sounds about right.
It's got to be a good joke in there somewhere.
Yeah, there should.
We're all too tired to come up with it, though.
I won't try. So you are the second newly minted pastor with the newly minted pastor glow that we've had in the last few weeks. The first was Sean Swanson, who was in Canton. And we did, I don't know that Matt Weaver is a newly minted pastor, but we did hear a missional story from him a few weeks back. Mm-hmm. And they would be the three new pastors that we have in Ohio Conference this year.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. You said Wake Forest, and where'd you get your undergrad from?
I went to Goshen College in Indiana for my undergrad. I double majored there in music, focusing on voice, and Bible and religion.
Okay. And then, like, where is Ohio home to you? Or is this your first 10-month stint in Ohio?
This is my first 10-month stint in Ohio. I have spent some 2-month stints in Ohio working at a summer job on a family farm in London, Ohio, before accepting this pastorate. That was back in college.
Cool.
A family farm of your family or someone else's family?
They feel like my family now.
Good answer.
Good. And is this your first pastorate?
This is my first pastorate. I graduated from Divinity School in May and started the job in June.
Nice. Now, we heard this morning that you have a dog. I'm a dog guy. I love my puppies. They're not puppies. They're 9. Tell us a little bit about your puppy.
Well, my puppy is also 9 years old. I adopted her from a no-kill shelter in Dayton, and she is an Australian Shepherd Rough Collie mix. I got an old dog on purpose. I didn't feel like training her. lazy dog on her.
Smart.
Yeah. And also, she's mellower, so she loves affection and is just wonderful to have as a companion. She follows me everywhere.
And it's fitting that a shepherd should have a shepherd dog, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Assuming that's her apis typology.
Well, yeah. You're right. Yes, you're right. Yeah.
There are ways in mistake. Which Alice is my pastor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would agree with that. And if you don't know what APEST is, the podcast that we published yesterday
yes.
would have some information about that.
And I remember one time perusing the Ohio Conference website, and there was an article about you published by the local Lima newspaper or online
yes.
magazine or something.
It's probably Gazette, isn't it?
No, she's really famous, I'm sure, in Northwest Ohio.
It's the Lima News.
Oh, the Lima News.
Yeah,
ooh,
really
wow.
original.
How'd that happen?
Well, there was a member of our congregation that had the bright idea of getting information about, hey, Lima Mennonite has a new pastor in the paper. And we had a tiny little blurb that showed up. It was somewhat disappointing. And then all of a sudden, the religion writer got in contact with me and said, hey, I'd like to do an interview with you. You seem interesting. And so we had an interview over the phone, and all of a sudden there was a half-page article about me in the Lima News with a huge color picture. So it was
awesome.
Pretty exciting.
Nice. We have the famous Emily Hedrick.
Yeah.
All right. So we are here in the library of Central Christian School in Kidron after the Ohio Conference Annual Conference Assembly. And we thought we would do, we did a podcast yesterday with Deborah and Alan Hirsch. We did a podcast the day before with three people kind of responding to what they were hearing in the missional conference the first day. And today we thought we would do this podcast to give a little bit of a summary of what happened. It won't be enough, but a little bit. There were three basic resolutions that were on the floor. Thomas, would you briefly explain those three?
Yeah, so they're all three of them were interconnected. One was a direction statement put out by a leadership team, which affirmed a direction that was put out the year before that had to do with affiliation. But we tucked in much more than just affiliation this year, but saying this is who we want to be. We want to be a missional conference. Gathered and sent, gathered together with that covenantal aspect and sent with being sent out as the missional paradigm. And so that was kind of like leadership team after seeing all the stuff happening with Year of Covenant and Year of Mission saying, we want to emphasize this. And so though going part and parcel with that was some budgetary things. We proposed a healthy budget and a bare bones budget. And we also had to rescind a budgetary restriction that had passed a couple years ago. So that was three separate resolutions, and they all passed with a high majority.
Yeah, the directional statement passed 94%, and the other two were 97% and 98%. And I'll just interject my own thoughts on that. I think Bob Sauter, the moderator, was in tears as he was reporting this. And as I was thinking about those tears, I was thinking, well, okay, they could be the tears of a man who put in a lot of work to see that, you know, people liked what they did. But I think more it was the tears of a leader who was clearly sent a statement that how the leadership team had discerned God's leading was how the people had discerned God's leading. I think a vote of 60 to 70% would be, yes, we won the people over. I think a 94-plus vote may be a really good indication that, yeah, we heard God correctly and the people heard God that same way. My interpretation.
Sounds good to me. But we have Emily and Terry here. We want to hear their opinions.
That's right. So, Emily, what did you hear as a newly minted, fresh into Ohio for 10 months person?
I'm thinking particularly about the budget that was passed. We went with the healthy budget over the bare bones budget. And I saw that as an expression of hope that there is a future it's worth investing in, that we can choose to act out of excitement and vision rather than fear. And I think that gives me a lot of excitement for Ohio Conference going into the future as we try to embrace mission. It's hard to do mission when we are focused on surviving.
Yeah. And yeah, Terry, so we have the 10-month perspective and we are now the 28-year perspective here.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm seasoned, as they say, in Ohio Conference, my history. And one of the things, Emily, that you don't have in the 10 months is really realizing how different this meeting was than some of the other ones recently. And I travel a lot. I go to a lot of these meetings around the country, and there are not many votes these days in the 90s on anything other than affirmation for the snacks or something like that, right?
And that's only 93%.
That's about a 93, 92. But the reality is there's a lot of tension in our system, in congregations, in conferences, and the denomination, and to have the votes that took place today, both the budget and the direction as a conference, was such an affirmation, and I wanted to name that because it was such a shift in a short time as leaders intentionally sought to do something different. To be real honest, 2 years ago the conference could have laid down and whined and moaned and just died. I mean, because there was a real low spirit a couple years ago, and I didn't know which way it was going to go. And when I saw the Year of the Covenant, and I saw the intentionality of building trust in those conversations, and how it culminated today, I was just moved. When Bob read those numbers, I was moved at the back table where I was. Because it signaled this, as Emily said, this new day, this new future, that there's hope, that people aren't giving up, that they're still going forward. And we in the denomination work with different consultants for different things. And one of the consultants we work with is a conflict consultant, David Brubaker. And he says when organizations get in level four conflict that we're in, the only way they ever get out of that is to identify a common purpose outside of them. They have to get out of the conflict with their attention. And that's what I think your leaders did in Ohio Conference strategically and genius is this year of mission, the gathered and sent, and it literally pulled us out of that ditch and reminded us what we're for instead of what we're against.
And there are still questions to be answered, and there are discussions that we have to have. But what I heard in the directional statement, the key phrase for me was, we're going to put our best effort and our best energy into missional activity, into being Jesus in our world and going where Jesus is going. And I appreciated that.
So, I think there's just a lot of excitement around the room, as much excitement as our emotions will allow right now. I'm waffling between being excited and wanting to take a nap. It's been a long couple of days, but it's exciting. We have a lot of work ahead of us, but it's exciting work. So it's something to look forward to.
Terry and Emily, thank you so much for joining us for Ohio Conference Cast. As we say goodbye, I want to give a shout out to Lucas Johnson, who lives, I don't know, somewhere in the hinterlands of Pennsylvania. And he came up to us and his congregation, Valley View, in Spartansburg. They are pretty far away and they're not able to get to many of our meetings. And he found our podcast as a way to connect with Ohio Conference and learn about what we were doing. And he felt like, as a first-time delegate, he came with some knowledge and some information. We appreciate that he was willing to share not only with us, but with the whole group that was here. And so we want to give a shout out. So, hey, Lucas, have a good walk with your dog.
Thanks, Lucas.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Ohio Conference Cast. We would like to hear from you. You can email us at ohioconferencecast@gmail.com with any topics or questions you would like us to explore.